This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry spoke today to the American Legion in Nashville, Tennessee. The senator made a sharp attack on President Bush's handling of the war in Iraq.
When it comes to Iraq, it's not that I would have done one thing differently. I would have done almost everything differently.
Senator Kerry repeated a theme he raised at a rally in Nashville last night and criticized President Bush's recent suggestion that victory against terrorism might be impossible. Kerry said he did have a plan to defeat the nation's enemies. Making two strongly political speeches during the convention of the opposing party is considered unusual. Patrick Healy is covering the Kerry campaign for the Boston Globe. He told me why Senator Kerry might be doing this.
Well, he enjoys windsurfing, and he likes snowboarding and skiing and kite surfing and windsurfing. And his aides are at the point where they say, you know, Senator, do whatever you want to blow off steam. We're not going to get in your way. So he does do these sports, and sometimes it does create pictures that, you know, suggest kind of an athleticism that the average American may not connect to. But it's really his best way, he says, to relax and to think and to focus.
And you have indeed the image of the Kennedy family with touch football and sailing off in those same waters almost.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very close to Hyannis Fort where the Kennedy compound is. You know, there's a sort of iconic picture that Senator Kerry loves of himself sailing as a college student with President Kennedy and Mrs. Kennedy. And he's very much someone who connects himself to the Kennedy family and sort of all things Kennedy.
I have to ask you this question. Everybody says these candidates always say they never watch the opposing convention. They don't pay any attention to it, really. What do you think? Is he watching some of the coverage from New York?
Well, we've asked him, and he insists that he hasn't. Last night he was flying down to Nashville for the rally, so he completely missed any live coverage. And then the previous night he said that he was just relaxing at home with his wife and thinking about the future, so he wasn't tuning into the speeches. His aides certainly were, and they've been making the point that the first night, at least, of the Republican convention was a lot more negative and harsher. So they're paying close attention so they can make the attacks.
Kerry campaign's been criticized for not reacting strongly enough and soon enough to the Swift Boat advertising criticizing John Kerry's service in Vietnam. What's going on inside the campaign, do you know?
Well, there's a great deal of concern among advisors that the campaign has not effectively killed this story, has not discredited these veterans, and that the media is still focusing now a month in on unsubstantiated allegations. Now you're hearing some voices from some state Democratic Party chairs, from some congressmen, saying that Senator Kerry needs to be, you know, fighting with his heart and soul and really being out there and creating a new conversation in America. Within the campaign itself, there's a great deal of speculation that Senator Kerry may make changes in staff. He's made two pretty important changes, though they're at a kind of a bureaucratic level, adding two veteran communication strategists from the Clinton White House, two senior people to his campaign to help with the communication strategy and war room response to Bush and Republican attacks. But there's still a great deal of interest about whether there'll be a real shakeup in the campaign.
And after the Republican convention is over, what's the immediate going away strategy for John Kerry?
Senator Kerry flies to Ohio as President Bush will be addressing the convention in the nation. Senator Kerry will be holding a midnight rally there and then starting a bus tour. And from their point of view, they want to leave the attacks and questions over Senator Kerry's Vietnam record behind. And they want to start focusing on the issues, building up momentum going into the debates later in September. Part of what they're hoping to do is return to the airwaves with their new $45 million advertising buy, which will run through Election Day. They're hoping to put ads back on the air in about 20 battleground states and take back control of the debate and the message.
Political reporter Patrick Healy of the Boston Globe traveling with the Kerry campaign in Nashville. Thank you, Mr. Healy.
Thanks, Noah.